the same thing applying to the highway. And, of course, that priority of looking for a stalled motorist is number one, and that is rightfully so as well. But the tempers are a little short, and they'd like to get on their way as soon as possible. And after you dig out your car for 3 or 4 days, you could put yourself in their position and want to know. But right now, they're worried again, those that have been stranded here since Wednesday, about whether to check out of their motels or not before checkout time. Find out, I suppose, if they don't receive word by checkout time, they'll simply stay over. Generally, it's went quite well. I think yesterday, of course, we had the free-for-all program with the emergency announcements, and as the lady from Meals on Wheels said, Ken Gray had called in and volunteered his services to cook. We had 16 vehicles working out of here yesterday. One time we had 11, but we had the 16 that were on kind of a alternate trip schedule, and that included delivery of prescriptions, food, and helping stall motorists and what have you. So there's been a lot of people really cooperating, and near as I know, most of those people have been working for without any revenue whatsoever, particularly out of the goodness of their heart, and they haven't been on anybody's payroll to do it.
Yeah, the things like this kind of bring the town a little bit together.
Well, it's pretty good, and of course, hopefully this is the end of it, and they'll be able to get on their way.
Might pass along the word, Chuck, that several of the businesses that have tried to get in contact with us, that they would like the word being open. For instance, Cassis has called, and they are going to open both stores. Kmart will be open, and the Sunrise Lanes are going to be open today for the Bantam League. And also, Harry Essen has called, and Gibson's, and Kmart, and Wilco are all going to be open today.
Yeah, I think nearly everybody is getting back in operation today, and there's been a giant snow removal already, and it will continue through the day. I think we've got another caller. Yes, you're on Free for All. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you could give me a rundown on what the streets are like in Casper, or if they still want us to stay off, or what the general condition is.
Well, I can't speak for all of the streets. I can tell you generally the main routes have pretty good access way on the highways, and the fact that they're open up in Sunrise would show that 220 or Poplar Street is open. This morning earlier, of course, I was on the portion of I-25. The cutoff over Rancho Road is good. The Yellowstone Highway directly through town is good. A Street is good. Second Street is relatively good, and the same thing up in the eastern part of Casper. They've done quite a bit of work up there. Generally, they've widened out what they had from yesterday, where it was simply one lane of traffic. There's a little more access way there, and I think they actually moved a lot more snow than some people realized. So I think they're pretty good. In answer to your question, do they want people to stay off the highways? I'm certain that they would appreciate if they didn't have too much competition as they continue about their work.
Okay, well, you mean stay off the Casper streets?
Well, I'm sure they don't want 40,000 vehicles on the road, but they're open. They've done a terrific job in clearing them, and I suppose sometimes when it gets down to getting those cars clear from the gutter and the side streets, that's going to be their next big move. One of their problems is where to put the snow.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, again, you're on the free-for-all program. Action Generation Free-for-All. Our number is 44545.
No payday in months. Well, it seems that way after I pay the landlord, the doctor, the dentist, the butcher, the baker. Everyone's paid but me. Won't somebody give me a hand?
The handy, thankful, busy people, the Security Bank. Helping people with good service, the Security Bank.
The Handy Bank wants to help with our Pay Yourself First savings plan. Just tell us how much you want to save every month. We'll credit that amount to your savings account and bill your checking account. Then fold your hands. Let your savings grow while we do the bookkeeping automatically every month. The Pay Yourself First Savings Plan.
The Handy Bank for busy people, the Security Bank. The Handy Bank for busy people, the Security Bank.
The Security Bank, downtown Casper.
Yes, you're on free-for-all.
Well, I didn't have need of any of the emergency services or anything, but I'd like to say thanks to all you hard luck working boys at the radio stations, not only Katie, but all of them, for the beautiful job and your hours you've put in.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call.
You bet.
Yeah, another call on Action Generation Free-for-All, and of course, a lot of us were on the payroll, so to speak, so I think the real thanks goes to all those people who really worked without a payday, and yesterday those 16 units and all the people that worked just simply out of the goodness of their heart, they are really the ones to be thanked. Yes, you're on free-for-all.
Hello, this is Sam Groening. We have an airplane that is available to fly food to different places if people want to use it. You know, like going out here to Shirley Basin or somebody trapped between an area that you know about that somebody needs to get to them, and if they want to call us, they can use this airplane.
Okay, Sam, how can they be reached?
You can call here at 234-7050.
234-7050?
Right.
And we're talking to who now?
Sam Groening.
Okay, Sam, and that's an excellent service, and we'll reiterate that number a few times. 234-7050.
Right.
And you have a plane that would be available for emergency service.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.
So there's a bit that could help out today. Again, Action Generation Free-for-All, our number is 44545. Oh, we had another party here at Katy that was traveling on 12th Street today, 15th Street, Country Club Road, and McKinley. They're all in pretty good shape. And this party said the side roads, however, are not in good shape. That's been pretty well the tendency every place. In fact, if you're on one of the main arteries in Casper, and before you head down a side street, you better reconnoiter a little bit or you'll run into some problems. Yes, you're on free-for-all.
Chuck, I lived up in Michigan for about 5 years, and snow like this was just normal procedure. And they dumped it in the river. They hauled it off in dump trucks. Dumped it in the river. I heard someone say a while ago they were having a problem knowing where to put the snow. Maybe you don't have that facility handy either.
Well, of course, I think we had a program on before with City Manager Ken Erickson, and the city itself has ordered some snow removal equipment, but it won't be into the summer. That's not going to help us. But,
no, but
this is really an unusual snowstorm for Casper, Wyoming, this late.
Yeah.
It's traditionally get a little snowstorm the third week in April. But
yeah. Well, I've been here 15 years. I know that that's unusual for Casper, but I'm just talking about what they did with it up there because they said on the air just a while ago that you didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, that's I think that's
one of the things.
I think probably equipment would be another factor.
Well, sure.
And,
I didn't hear them say they didn't have any equipment, but all I heard them say about was they just didn't know what to do with the snow. And that's they push it off the street and scoop it up in and put it in trucks, dump trucks.
Yeah, they just got authorization for the buying of more snow removal
equipment.
Thank
goodness for that.
It came recently at a city council meeting, and some revenue funds will be used. But really, they have only the equipment they have is not functioning as well as it might.
They're just like road graders. They're not more or less. They're not like really snow equipment, is it?
Well, yes, they had one rotary, but I think the city manager said it's something like 15 years old.
Yeah.
But they've got some more on the way. I think they've done a good job in the face of the amount of snowfall they had and the equipment at hand.
Well, I haven't needed anything, because I just kind of hold back. Especially my fire went out, but that was all. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Chuck, we apparently have pretty good conditions up at Hilltop. The people at ABC Kitties called, said they're open. And also downtown must be a little bit better because Wolford Shoes called. They said they're going to be open, too. They're right on East 2nd.
Yeah, I think those side streets, as the party that works here said, is really the problem area now. And, of course, those are not through streets. Most of the through streets have been taken care of in good shape.
Yes, you're on free-for-all.
Yes, sir. I just had a remark to make to that lady who was just on there.
Yes.
About the snow stuff. Well, if the snow is so big and it's such a storm, the lake's going to be frozen and it won't do much good to pour the snow into it.
Okay, you don't think that's would be an effective idea?
I don't see how it would be.
Yeah, I think, too, probably in Casper, the access to the river would be pretty tough, too.
Right, everything would be kind of frozen over, and it wouldn't do a bit of good.
But, of course, generally, you'd have to, in one way, you'd have to come down Center Street, or you'd have to get off that Mills area, and there really is not much access to the river when you get to thinking about it, Casper, as far as being able to handle heavy equipment working in that area.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, you're on the Action Generation free-for-all. We'll be back in a minute.
First twins, then her mother comes to help out. Now the washer's on the fritz, parts all over the floor, and two women giving advice. Oh, won't somebody lend me a hand?
The handy thing for busy people, be security bay. Helping people with the service, be security bay.
The Handy Bank wants to lend you a hand with an easy-to-arrange installment loan. When you need money, money for a new washer, or a car, or travel, or large medical bills, whenever you need money in a hurry, ask the Handy Bank. We're eager to give you a hand.
The Handy Bank will give the people the security bank.
Security Bank, downtown Casper.
Okay, somebody called and wanted to know about the road conditions, and again from our earlier call from the Highway Department. The only thing officially open is from Casper to Shoshone, period. And they said any other statements are not authorized. They will come from two persons and persons only. And they don't have any idea when anything else would be open. We had some earlier reports from people who had negotiated roads from Lander to Riverton to Shoshone. But officially, the only thing open is from Casper to Shoshone. That's on Highway 26. So, and obey those barricades wherever they're out on I-25. They are being manned right now.
Yes, you're on free-for-all.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment on this gentleman that called in a while ago. I guess he was with the Highway Department or the Highway Patrol.
Yes.
And I just wonder what he'd feel like if he was a stranded tourist in some place and nobody could tell him when he was going to be getting out.
Well, I don't know. That was the point we were trying to get across, that people would like to have some idea at any rate. Maybe some official prediction, I would think they could be able to anticipate within a rather broad range, but you heard him, so you know what his answer was.
Yeah, I know what it was, but it just, you know, he seemed like, well, he said you were putting him on the spot, and I can't really see where you were putting him on the spot at. I mean, even if he were just within an hour or two, you know, give some people some time of what they might be getting out of motels or hotels or whatever, you know. Because I know there's some people in this town that are just running real short on funds, and they're going to have to get out.
Well, we know that, and of course, earlier I had talked with some people who have had to dig their own automobiles out, and they are running short of funds, and they're also running a little short of temper. That's nothing against the Highway Department, but those people are on the spot themselves.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was all I wanted. It just kind of got me in there, because I didn't think he was totally right.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate that call. Once again, it's Action Generation free-for-all, 445-45. The only road officially open, Casper to Shoshone, 26. And the Highway Department will make the announcement when anything else is open.
We just got to town. I can't move in until the lease is paid. I've got about $17, a homesick wife, some crying kids, and an out-of-town checkbook. Won't somebody lend me a hand?
The Handy Bank for busy people, be security bank. Helping people with good service, be security bank.
Let the Handy Bank help you with a checking account. During your first week in town, your Handy Bank checking account will be invaluable. It's the safe, easy way to get cash, pay bills, and establish credit. Later on, your monthly statements become important financial records. Come in, shake hands with the helping hand.
The Handy Bank for busy people, the security bank. The Handy Bank for busy people, the security bank.
The Security Bank, downtown Casper.
Yes, you're on the Pray for All program. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to suggest that the motel owners delay their checkout time for the travelers instead of charging them overtime.
Well, I'm sure they are doing that. They've cooperated generally in that area, and I'm sure they're doing that. But the question is, do they have an idea? Of course, they have an interest to look out for, too. They get to a certain point where they can't extend them too much later. But I think they accommodated those people who were able to get out on the airlines last night quite well, which came generally after checkout time. So if it isn't too late in the day, I think they will cooperate in that department.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Well, first I'd like to ask a question, and that is that do you know what the State Highway Department's policy is on keeping a road open? Are they on 24-hour call, or what's the deal on that?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm certain that they have had personnel working around the clock since Wednesday night, but what their policy is, I don't know.
Well, I'm from another state. And when there's a 2-inch accumulation, why, they call everybody out and they work around the clock to keep the road open. And these guys here, it seems to me like they're kind of sticking it to the taxpayers, because it seems like they'd rather sit at a roadblock and say the road's closed rather than be out there plowing. And I happen to know that there's a lot of roads here that could be open if they were on duty and plowing.
Do you did you come from a state, say, the Midwest, where they have a terrific snow removal program? They're pretty well geared up.
No, sir. I came from right straight south here in Colorado.
In Colorado. How would you compare the road clearing in Wyoming to Colorado?
Well, with the exception of a little more wind here, there's no difference. Because I've seen better than 30-inch snowfall down there, and there was never a road closed anywhere. And that happens to be in the mountains, too, where you're not traveling on flat country like you are in most of this state. So it seems to me like they're a little behind time on getting these roads open.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your call, sir.
Okay.
Again, you're on Action Generation Free-for-All. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment to that gentleman just called in.
Yes.
I've traveled the roads this winter quite a bit in Wyoming, and I've been stopped at a couple roadblocks, and the reason they don't keep them open all the time is the wind blows so bad they can't, if they get the power out, they can't get it back, so they just set the roadblock up and say heck with it and wait till the wind quits, which is a lot less expensive than trying to dig another snowplow out.
Right, and of course, I think we can say that, in fact, we commented here the other day, they've had a harder time keeping roads open on interstates than they used to do before they had interstates. Perhaps they're not as well protected from the wind, but certainly I-80 has been a constant headache to everybody. That's probably closed more than any other road in the state. And that's been a problem there. And plus the fact they have, of course, more highways now to keep open.
Yeah, I traveled I-80 quite a bit this winter from Rock Springs to Casper, and when it snowed, you could see, I've counted up to 7 and 8 plows between Rock Springs and Rollins working in one lane of traffic. So they've, it's not that they don't want to keep them open, as they can't. An answer to that gentleman's question about it.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Yes, you're on Free for All.
Well, I wanted to make a comment on the highway conditions about the fellow from Colorado. You know, we lived in Montana 14 years, and it's a lot different than keeping the roads open here. They work around the clock there, and it's very nice. And they keep everyone posted as to what is going on also, you know, the roads that are open. But here in Wyoming, you've got a wind condition, and you've got a low humidity factor. And it's just peculiar to Wyoming, I guess, and two or three wind belts. It's just, you can't stay ahead of it. And I think for the safety of the motorist, and especially the ones that are chafing at the bit, they should appreciate the roadblocks. If they don't go out and get themselves into some serious trouble, at least they are where facilities are available to take care of them.
Okay, well, I can recall myself doing a little play-by-play up in Montana, and I spent many a night in a snowbank in Montana. So I know they aren't 100% open. In fact, I can remember spending about 24 hours in a drift at one time in Montana. But so I know they do have closures up there. They have had in the past.
Oh, yes, but you're working with more humidity, and the snow isn't as hard to handle as it is when it's so light. And you do have two or three wind areas up there, but, you know, Wyoming is so wide open. Now, Wheatland and around Chugwater, it's bad even in just a little light storm, you know, in the summertime. And then you get Sherman Hill. I used to drive quite often from Cheyenne to Laramie. And you get 20 miles on top of that thing. It can be beautiful in Cheyenne and beautiful in Laramie, and it could be a nightmare for 20 miles. Just a complete whiteout and a storm that would be unbelievable. You know, and people say, oh, when you come back and you've just inched across there hanging on to a line or a post and wondering what you're doing up there. You know, it's just unbelievable that 20 miles away everything is sitting balmy and wide open. And for people that aren't familiar with this country, when they come to a roadblock, they ought to respect it because it's for their own protection. And yeah. I've got a husband sitting down in the Holiday Inn at Cheyenne. He went down on business Wednesday. And I'm telling you, the phone calls up here, and he isn't a patient soul. And he's fit to be tied. He can't get home, but at least he's in where it's warm, and he isn't sitting out wanting food and cold.
Well, I think it's probably remarkable there haven't been any deaths or even any serious injuries reported thus far from the storm, and that's really the big thing.
Well, we had planned to spend several days up in Montana with his mother, and I called her to tell her that we haven't been able to shovel 6 feet of snow out of our driveway. And she hadn't had the radio on to know about any storm down here at all, and she's extremely disappointed. But you can't even fly up that direction. I guess the only flights have been south. And, you know, there's real problems, and I'm glad it doesn't happen very often. I couldn't stand it myself.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
KTI, Casper.
Yes, you're on the free-for-all show.
Yes, I wanted to call and contradict something that an earlier caller had said. He said that the highway department wasn't sending out any of their men on the plows and just had them on the roadblock, and he couldn't understand this. Well, I know differently, and I just think that the public should be informed that the guys that are out on the roadblock are the men that normally don't work for maintenance crews. They work on the construction crews, and they're putting in, 36 hours at one time to keep these people off the road and endangering their lives. And I can't understand anybody calling in and saying these things when they don't know what they're talking about, because the plows have been out at all times that they possibly could be out. The only time they take the plows off the road is when the winds are blowing so badly that the visibility is so poor the plows can't even see where they're going. So I just wanted to inform the public not to listen to anything some man would call in and say when he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't think he made the definite statement they weren't working. He asked me if I knew the policy and if they were working around the clock, and I said I didn't know.
Well, they have been, and we've got different crews on at different shifts, and like I said before, the maintenance people are out on the plows, and the construction people are the ones that are on the roadblocks, keeping the people off the road.
They have been working around the clock since Wednesday night, then.
Right. The only time they did pull anybody off was like in Douglas when they had the strong winds. But here in the Casper area, they've been working 24 hours a day.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your call, ma'am.
For your Easter Sunday dinner, serve a fully cooked semi-boneless ham from Safeway. Lean, skinless, deep-smoked hams, tender and juicy with extra moisture added while curing. Wilson's Corn King cooked hams, whole 14 to 16-pound hams, or smaller cuts, plus special price, $1.09 per pound.
Shop Safeway in Casper, Douglas, and in Lusk.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead.
I just wanted to answer the man from Colorado that just called in. I spent most of my life in Colorado, and I've seen conditions on Loveland and Vail Pass that would have been better if they'd put up roadblocks. And also, I just don't believe people take into consideration the wind problems we have here. You could plow the road and 30 minutes later, well, it'll be closed again, so to save lots of problems and people on the highway, it's a better thing to have roadblocks out.
Yeah, and of course they have to make a determination between whether there could be a safety factor by getting traffic on there and, as you said, whether they could make any headway anyway with the wind. And I think the safety factor probably is top priority.
But I've seen conditions between here and Rollins. The roads were still open that are bad. It's real bad. And it's just, I believe, just better in the windy conditions to close the road.
What do you think about the general policy? They seem very touchy on conditions. Do you think this is a good thing?
Well, I really don't know too much about it, except that I think, the way the conditions were here when it was snowing and blocking the roads as fast as they were opening them up, it's just safer for the motorist to be someplace where he's in a warm spot and
yeah, but,
stuck out along the road anywhere.
Of course, the motorist, he wants information. When you're traveling, you want information, and we seem to have a big void in Wyoming and being able to get any accurate information. Nobody seems to be able to want to say anything. Sometimes when they say they're open, they're closed. Sometimes when they say they're closed, they're open.
Well,
and believe me, I know it's true. I travel the roads all the time in Wyoming myself, and getting accurate information really is impossible.
Well, Castle looks to me like somebody just don't want to be put on the spot in a case like declaring roads are open or they're not supposed to be open, and somebody breaks through and says they're open, and it's pretty hard to say. I really could make
there has been a change in the law, which the legislature just passed a portion of the highway law when they will have recourse against a motorist who runs a barricade. They really don't have statutory authority against that right now, but they will. That new law will go into effect, I think, at late May, I think around the 25th. But they then will have statutory authority on roadblocks, and that can be a problem if they're trying to plow out and people get on the highway. That's a serious problem for them. But information, and I think maybe we've kind of covered all sides of this thing this morning. I don't think it's fair to hit those poor guys that are out working 24 hours a day on a road grader about condition reports, but I do think the motorists have a very good point, and our highway information in Wyoming, even that we pass along on Katie or the other media, certainly is not too up-to-date. There's a lot to be desired there in getting good, accurate road information. In fact, it's been a subject of much discussion how it could be improved. Sometimes the radio stations can't even get a hold of the highway department. We're talking about one line that's flooded, and obviously they have a raft of phone calls in, but there needs to be improvement in this area, and I think that's a pretty good point on the motorist side of the thing.
But I wonder how it would be maybe if the highway department could be persuaded to put their road reports. You know, you could call the highway department and get a road report if they could put that over the radio.
Well, we do this all the time.
But I mean, as the information is compiled at the highway department, could be put over the radio, so the motorists would have a running idea of how conditions are as the day progresses or something like that.
Now, we, of course, have been through this, contacting the highway department at all times. We do this every morning, but we're talking really about, I think, mainly about the accuracy. There have been times, for example, onto the basketball tournament this winter, I was traveling between Wheatland and Cheyenne, and supposedly there was no traffic between Cheyenne and Wheatland, but there was all kinds of traffic, and the summit was supposedly open. It was down. And I've been on 487 at times when it was excellent, when it was supposed to be bad, and I've spent some hours in the ditch bank up there, too. But it's pretty hard to get some good, accurate information in Wyoming, and I'm not sure it's we're not saying this personally against the highway department, but maybe even by executive level, they need to do something to improve the information for the motorists.
Well, it probably would be a good idea. I wouldn't have any idea the best approach to it, but... like the situation here this morning where you got a call that the man that reported in the open road wasn't supposed to report it in. This could get to be quite a mess.
Oh, go ahead.
Maybe with enough people getting together with some good ideas, why there could be a way of alleviating this problem.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll pretty well do it for Action Generation Free-for-All today. And, of course, we must bear in fact that what transpired here since Wednesday was really an act of nature and wasn't a personally caused thing, the snowstorm. And I think everybody's worked around the clock. The tempers are a little shy, and the motors. So everybody's had their side here this morning on Action Generation Free-for-All. Join us for Free-for-All itself Monday at 9:15.
Action Generation Free-for-All. Brought to you by the Handy Bank, Security Bank, Downtown Casper. Free-for-all. Free-for-all. Each Saturday morning on KATI. Steak or lobster or prime rib, does that sound good? Cooked to perfection? Well, that's the menu tonight at the Colonial Lounge and Dining Room at Sunrise, Casper's most comfortable and pleasant restaurant. Call 234-6839 for a reservation tonight. Meet your friends, take out the family, enjoy a great dining treat. Plus, your favorite beverage or after-dinner drink is available. Treat yourself, your friends, or your wife to a fine night out with a steak, lobster, or prime rib from the Colonial Lounge and Dining Room in the Sunrise Center. There's always plenty of free parking.
There's one man in town who'll work hard for you. He's your Ford dealer. He's number one.
He's number one.
You're happy, he's happy too. He's your Ford dealer. He's number one.
And your Ford dealer's number one for a good reason. He's got number one service and number one values, like the new Ford pickups that work like a truck and ride like a car. And here's more happy news. Now, the number one selling pickups have over 30 exciting new features for 1973. See them now at your Ford dealers. He's first in the West, because he knows how to make you happy.
When you're happy, he's happy too. He's your Ford dealer. He's number one.
Easter is almost upon us, and Greta's Candies and Gifts at Sunrise invite you to stop in and look over their fine selection of Easter candies and Easter basket goodies. They'll help make your holiday as enjoyable as possible. At Greta's, you'll find delicious homemade candies and Easter eggs. And to make that Easter basket a real treat, Greta has many stuffed animals to brighten up your little one's Easter basket. Stop in now while the selection is most complete. Greta's Candies and Gifts in the Sunrise Shopping Center.
By the way, Greta's is open today for your Easter shopping convenience.
Hello, this is your old laugh-in buffoon, Gary Owens. You know, living in beautiful downtown Burbank gives me lots of chances to attend grand openings, but nothing I have ever seen will equal the excitement of Moto Photo's grand opening in Casper. Come to the Hilltop Shopping Center on April 23rd and find out what Moto Photo is all about. It promises to be the greatest single event since the invention of prefabricated linseed oil. Moto Photo is coming to Casper on April 23rd. And you're invited to the grand opening. Don't fail to miss it, because I'll be counting noses.
Actually, it has been changed, the grand opening, to the 26th of April, and we're going to get a hold of Gary Owens and ask him what he means when he says don't fail to miss it. Actually, don't fail to be there on the 26th for the opening of Moto Photo.
Remember 1970.
Gentle sleep beside me. I hear your warm and rhythmic breathing. I take your hand and hold it tightly. Hear our young hearts beating. I kiss the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and I hear it come. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love, so close together. Feeling deep inside me, my love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. It's love.
Just go back to music here with Kenny Rogers, the first edition out of the year 1970. A classic sound for you called Something's Burning. KATI Casper Coleman Show.
Into the knot hole at Woods for Men. And while at Woods, guys,
Be sure and order now for best selection, your formal rental. Deadline for NC, April 19. For Kelly Walsh, May the 2nd.
Your son or daughter can win at least $1,000 for a college education in the Vim Low-Fat Milk College Education Contest. Get details on how easy it is to enter on the Vim carton in your favorite grocer's dairy case or from your Jersey milkman. And by the way, Vim is the kind of milk your family should be drinking. It's 99% fat-free, fewer calories, but with all the proteins, vitamins, and country-fresh taste of old-fashioned milk. Try it. You'll be surprised and pleased. Vim, another quality dairy product from Jersey.
When Harold Parker and Leo Ashbaugh at MSA have a sale, look out! And when the auditor says unload, oh boy! It's the 33rd fiscal year-ending annual inventory clearance right now, store-wide, at MSA 523 South Center. Fantastic doorbuster prices! Just listen to this! Magic Shift 20-inch apartment size range for $159, and it's a gas! A portable dryer, available in all colors, just $109.45. Over 1,000 door prizes at Parker's Mountain States Appliance, 523 South Center. Hurry!
There are plenty of super bargains waiting for you now at Westridge Drug. West clocks, digital clocks, regularly $22.50, are reduced to $11.81. Wearing three-speed deluxe hand mixers, usually $13.95, are now just $8.19. And wearing blenders, $29.95 values, are now just $18.96. The people at Westridge Drug have some real bargains for you. So come on in and save today at Westridge Drug in Westridge Village.
People get nice surprises at Ray Shellabarger Chevrolet.
Well, Mr. Shellabarger, I'm finally ready to buy that new Chevy from you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but instead of a trade-in, I'm going to sell you a whole stack of new jokes I've written for your commercials.
New jokes? Tell me some.
Oh, I would, Mr. Shellabarger, but you just laugh at them.
There's a nice surprise for you at Ray Shellabarger Chevrolet.
And the ever-popular Impala has an even better value right now at Ray Shellabarger Chevrolet, East Yellowstone Highway. Fifth Dimension time from KATI, 20 past 10 o'clock. We've got a sports program from CBS at 10:25.
Rearranged every room on every floor. Every inch from door. Chair and table's new.
That's the Fifth Dimension with a great new sound for you, and it's called Everything Is Changing.
The House of Bargains continues to explode with value.